The recording so it goes into the cloud for you, and we'll turn off the music and we'll get this party started. All right, fantastic. So thank you all for giving me a few minutes of your time today. I promise you by the end of the hour or the top of the hour, we'll be done so you can get back to whatever you're doing. And this is mostly so that we can finish up where we ended on Friday. So I've spotlighted myself for you. You're welcome to do whatever you want. If you want to make it smaller again, go feel free to do that. And let's get right to it. So the last topic that we didn't get a chance to talk about there is what we're doing right now, which is on-screen presence. And believe it or not, in the beginning of my career, on-screen presence meant you had a camera in front of you with journalists and interviewers, and you had to go away to a one-week class to learn how to respond to the camera and work with the camera. Today, turn on your camera, plug in your microphone. That's media training. So what I hope today is to help you. Whoops, what is that? We are at the wrong slide. Excuse me one second here. That's odd. Okay. Very strange. Probably made a change and didn't get back to the right side. So what I'd like all of you to think about in terms of when you hop on your cameras to communicate with each other or with your customers or prospects, check. This is it. Your on-screen presence is the new business attire. If you're not showing up on camera like you do when you show up in person, then there's something missing in the way you're working with people. Now, what I'm going to share with you is very quick, and I'm happy to dive into any of these points later on when you have more time. Again, we can always have follow-ups. But what I'm going to share with you is situational, based on your situation. It looks like, Nicole, you're in an office on the side, and the other two, three of you are in a big open area. So your situation will dictate some of the things I'm going to share with you here. And your personality, of course. Some of you will want to show up differently after you hear what I can share with you. And some of you say, no, not for me. And that's okay. There is no one way here. It's what do you want to do? How do you want to show up? Much the same way you do when you get dressed in the morning because you have to stand up in front of a group of people like I did with you on Friday. So you know what to do. Do you think the same way when you have to show up on camera? You don't have to answer that question. What happens in the virtual world can seem a little bit like a magic show. So when I go from a scene like this where I'm talking to you, just like talking head and whatnot, I got my logo over here sitting in front of me. I've got this nice little bug above me to give you something of interest to look at. Now you know where I live. You know what the temperature is and the time. You might say, oh, that's cool. Didn't know about that. And then when I bring up my slides, I press a button on my keyboard and I bring up my slides like this. So I'm not sharing like people typically do in the online world. I can show you how to do what I'm doing here if you want to know. We can either do it directly with Zoom or Teams, or you can go up even higher and use another piece of software like I'm using. But the basic thing I want to get across to you here is there is not just not one way. There are so many levels you can get to in this virtual world when you show up on camera. And I hope that by the end of this session, you will all be at least at the good level, if you're not already. And if not, you can get there very quickly without spending any money. And then if you want to jump to the better or the best level, your future is in your hands. So there's two areas that I want to talk about briefly here today. The first is your technical setup, because that has a lot to do with the way you show up on camera. And secondly, the audience engagement, because that's where I hear the biggest complaints. And this is not only since the pandemic, where people were forced to use cameras and microphones, but it's pretty much since Skype first came out and added video to their software. Now we were all hopping on cameras and talking over. It was amazing and still is. So let's talk about the technical. The number one place you want to make sure you are top in terms of how you're coming across online is the sound quality of your voice. If you don't sound like Ben, and if you don't sound like me when you hop on the online, meaning deep resonating voice, We need to fix that. Your voice has a lot to do with how people trust you, believe you, like you, trust, all of that stuff, believe it or not, has a lot to do with how you sound. When you're in person with no microphone, you have your voice. But when you're online, you can do things like get a better headset, perhaps, or a better microphone so that your voice sounds richer, just like you would if you were on the radio. Now, ironically, USC did a study about this in 2018. They took a scientific presentation done by a famous professor. They recorded it in high-def sound. And then they played the video back to another group of people and asked about credibility, likability, trustworthiness, all those things you hope every audience will think of you. And when the sound was high def, crystal clear, much like the way Ben sounds, I'm picking on Ben because his microphone, his headset's amazing. I only heard it today when we were talking, and I remember we talked before, but I don't remember using that headset. Anyway, they took that same, the rankings were very high, trustworthy, credible, believable, likable. They took that same talk, the exact same audio track, and they started messing around with the audio. And they started making it sound like you were in a, you know, having cotton in your mouth, or that you were too far away from the microphone, or a little static in the background. And guess what happened to all of those ratings with exactly the same person and the same presentation? They didn't change anything. You can guess. Everything went down. Not as likable, not as trustworthy, not as credible. All of the things we want people to think about can actually be fixed online, many of them, or at least you have the unfair advantage of starting out on the right foot. You can always lose it later by just making sure the sound of your voice is as best as it can be. Now, there's a couple of ways you can do this. If you're on a Mac, I'm here to tell you, you probably have a very good built-in microphone in that Mac. Okay? They all come with really good microphones and good cameras. If you're not on a Mac, I'm sorry. I've never met a PC or a laptop PC-based machine that had a good microphone and a good camera until very recently, like this year. So you might need to amplify your setup. And the easiest way to do it is either get yourself a lapel mic that you literally plug into the USB port that you pin on your chest, and now every time you get online, you're doing your thing, or a headset like some of you are wearing, or perhaps your Bluetooth headset that you use with your phone when you're not at work can be used as the microphone into a Zoom call or a Teams call by just putting it on your ear, and it could be a better quality sounding microphone than what you're using right now. If you're not a fan of using a headset over your ears all day long, which I am definitely not that kind of person, I know that you're in a room there where you have people and you need that quietness so you can hear what's going on. I get that. With noise canceling, I get that. But if you don't want to put something on your head, there's so many choices out there for you to buy a new microphone or use your bonus Lee credits, if Felicia allows it, to buy a better microphone. All these microphones plug into the USB port of a computer. No special software is required. They all have usually two dials and a button. The button is for muting, so you can click the button and mute yourself instead of having to find Zoom or Teams and all those mute buttons. Or the volume of your voice, the gain button. So if somebody says, oh, you're not sounding that good, you just go whoop, and up you go. So you can show up on camera with a bit more control over how you sound. These microphones can run anywhere from $35, $40 US dollars all the way up to $250. Do you need a $250 microphone? Probably not. Unless you're on live streams and podcasts and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean, if one of your team is on podcasts all the time and representing your company, they should have a damn good microphone in front of them. And most of these are small enough where you can travel with them, at least the ones that don't require an arm. Okay, enough on microphones. I could talk all about that a lot more. Cameras. Now, some of you have built-in cameras. Some of you have external cameras. If you have a built-in camera, please stop showing up like this. This is not good. I mean, some of us don't even realize we're showing up like this because we turn off the self-view in Zoom. I hide my self-view because I'm tired of looking at myself all day, and it reduces my stress, by the way. It will reduce your stress, too, if you turn off you in the meeting so that you can just be there instead of having to look over, wondering if my hair in the right spot or my glasses on straight. But where your camera is located, it needs to be eye level. Okay? Noah, your camera's too high. Nicole, you're about right. Gianna, about right. And Ben, it's too high. Now, I know you're limited on what you can do, but there are selfie sticks out there. If you have an external camera, you can get yourself a little selfie stick and put that camera anywhere you want it to go, including in front of your screen. Because sometimes if you mount it on the top of your screen, it's too high. I get that. But in broadcast, they suggest you put your eyes roughly at the top third. If you divide up the screen in three, the only one of you who have your eyes where broadcast suggests is Ben. Noah, you're way down too low. There's too much stuff above your head, but that's okay. You can fix these things without spending any money. So when you first show up, you want to try to get your eyes roughly at the top third, especially if you want it to seem like you're sitting across the table from us in this virtual world. That's all. Other than that, you know, anywhere along the continuum is okay, but roughly up there is where. And then you don't need much space above your head. All right? So let's move on to the second piece of virtual, and that is the harder part, which is audience interactions. You know, how do you get people to even turn their cameras on? I get so many people giving me complaints. Nathan, nobody shows up on their camera. I'm on my camera, but I can't get people to turn on their camera. Is that a problem any of you have? Not really. If you just ask, just say, hey, Gianna, is there any reason why you can't turn your camera on? I'd like to see you. I'd probably be a friendlier conversation. I know your camera's on. But would you ever show, you wouldn't say this to somebody, but would you ever show up to a meeting in person with a bag over your head? No, of course not. So why aren't you turning your camera on? I mean, give people a reason to turn their cameras on, okay? That's your job. It's not their job. So don't blame them. That's your responsibility to get people to turn their cameras on. And just even asking nicely can sometimes, oh, I didn't realize my camera was off, is very often what I get people to tell me. Oh, I didn't realize it was off. Okay, great. Now it's on. If you're in Zoom, you know, in the participant list there, if you float over the three buttons in Zoom, you can click to say ask to unmute. And I think there's even an ask to turn on your camera, although I'm not positive about that. I haven't done that in a while. So let's see what we can do about that. The first way you can get people to start engaging with you is how I did it with you here today, using not icebreakers, but like an ice melter where things are happening, but nobody really knows what's happening, but they get involved. Does anybody remember what I was doing when you first showed up to this meeting? Go ahead, Nicole. Yeah. Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. But exactly. You all can play music for your guests on a low volume so that they don't show up to a dead quiet room. It's easy to do. It's so easy to do. Zoom allows you to play music. Teams allows you to share sound from your computer. But just be careful. Try to only use music that is royalty free. Anything I use is all royalty free. I get it from the same company, so I know I'm never going to get targeted flagged on a YouTube or a Vimeo video anywhere in the world because it's all royalty free music. So especially if you're recording yourself and publishing that video out, if there's any music that's not royalty free, you're going to get it flagged. Okay? And it's easy to find royalty free bits and bytes. So easy. So that's the simplest thing you could do. Find some uplifting music or some calming music, and maybe that's what you get known for when you show up is, oh, thank you. And it's a nice feeling, isn't it? I mean, I discovered this accidentally. One day I had music going on and people showed up in my Zoom room and I couldn't find the off switch. For some reason, my kit locked up and I couldn't find the off switch to the music. And somebody said, yeah, that was fun listening to that. So all of a sudden I thought, well, I'll just do it all the time. So that's one thing. You can have music. The other thing I want you to realize is that none of you are branded right now. Meaning none of you are flying the My Carrier flag, which is understandable because maybe you don't know how to, hey, Jonathan, how to do that without using a virtual background. And I'm going to show you right now that you can do this. You can show up without a virtual, I'm using a virtual background. Every one of you are not. You can show up right now in your next meeting with your My Carrier logo sitting in front of you like this. No special software, except one little download I will share with you in a few minutes. It will allow you to brand yourself and get your My Carrier logo, maybe in the bottom, top left, top right, wherever I guess your HR tells you to put it, if you eventually have that kind of, and which logo, maybe they only want the white on white or white on black, but I just use this as an example. So when you show up, boom, they know, they not only know who you are, they're continually reminded of who you are. Okay? All right. So how do you do this? Well, before I tell you that, the one thing that will give you more engagement with your audience than anything else is eye contact. And there's only one way to make eye contact with your audience. You need to look into the camera. If you don't look into the camera, if you're looking at the person on the screen, you're not making eye contact with them. And 99% of the people in the virtual world communicate with their customers like this. Ben, how's your day? Good? Yeah, real good. And kind of like Ben is sitting, I'm going to pick on Ben for a second. It's okay. But the way Ben is sitting right now, this is not eye contact. In when you're talking to each other, okay, fine, don't make eye contact. But when you're talking to a customer, if you're not looking into the camera, you're missing the opportunity to build rapport with eye contact. Now, they don't realize what you're doing in most cases. Like, I'm looking straight into my camera right now. And I can see my slides on the same window as I can see all of you. But I have a pretty advanced setup here. I have a teleprompter with my Zoom right on the in front of me. So I can look. You want to see? Here, let me show you real quick. This is my office. Okay, I've got my monitors on both sides. I've got my slides over here that you're seeing. I've got an empty screen over here that doesn't really have anything going on right now because I don't need it. And right in the middle, I have this little device. Behind the device is my camera. My camera's behind this device, and Zoom is on that device. So I don't even know the camera's there anymore. And I can show you how you can set yourself up for something like this as well if you do a lot of these calls. But all you need to do is get the camera where you can look straight into it so you're not looking down, you're not looking up, and it's easy to get to. Put it in front of your slides. Put it next to your notes if you have to, so that way you can look into the camera when you're speaking. If you're not speaking, you don't have to look into the camera, right? But if I want to talk to you, and I want to talk to all of you at the same time. Are you ready for this? I'm talking to all of you at the same time like most people do. But if I do this, if I just simply look into the camera and I say, now listen, for everybody online, I want all of you to know how grateful, blah, 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 blah. Am I making eye contact with all five of you right now? Can you do that in person? No. And that's part of the beauty of the virtual world. No matter how many people are online with you, and in all of your recordings, if you record things and people play it back and you're looking into your camera, they're going to think, wow, this person's getting personal with me. It's hard to do that in the in-person world, but online, just train yourself to look into the camera. Now, I'll give you a hack to this. Sometimes using the camera built into the computer is a little hard to manage. So why not use your smartphone as your webcam? Most people don't realize that whether it's an iPhone or an Android device, you can download an app from either of those stores, generally for free, and connect it to your computer, either Mac or PC, and tell Zoom your phone is now your camera. And all of a sudden, you start showing up better because the camera in your phone is generally a lot better than the camera built into that little piece of glass that they stuff into a little laptop. Except Macs. If you're on a Mac, you'll be fine. So all you need to do to make this happen is a selfie stick. right? You grab a selfie stick, you put your phone on it, you put it behind your laptop or in front or wherever you want it to be, so it's easy for you to look into the camera of the phone, and you're ready to go. Now, how do you turn your phone into a webcam? Or better yet, how do you control your camera a little bit? For instance, Noah, your camera looks like it's a high-def camera. Is that an external camera? Do you mind coming off mute for a moment? Yeah, it's okay. And who's the maker? The brand? Okay. That's fine. The reason I'm asking is when I ask this question and then the next question is, do you use the software to control that camera that came with the camera? And most people go, huh? No, I just plug it in. And that's the problem with most cameras. Like all of you can actually manipulate the cameras that you're using with me right now by using a very simple piece of software. And let me show it to you now. So that piece of software will make it possible for you today for free to control your camera. Maybe you want to just zoom in 10%. Like Nicole, you might be able to be stuck where your camera is right now, but if you just use Camo 2 and say zoom in like 10%, that might be all you need to do to remove some of that extra space above. The reason for removing that is also so you can get your arms into the picture. Like Jonathan, for example, you're sitting so low right now, your camera's sitting so high, it's hard to even see your arms, which is maybe the way you want it to be. But if you wanted your hands and arms to be part of the experience, do what we're suggesting here. Start moving your camera into a place where you feel like you're sitting across the table from us. Now, Camo 2 does a number of things for free. I pay $39 a year to use it because I like all the other features, but the free version will allow you to do this. It'll allow you to put your MyCarrier logo on the screen right now in front of you, no charge. If you want to put your LinkedIn connection over here, you can put all these little bugs on your, like I'm doing here, similar. You can do that with Camo 2 right now for free. It runs on Mac and it runs on PC. It runs on iOS and it runs on Android, which means the second thing you can do with it is make your iPhone or your Android phone into your webcam. So it's kind of a one and all thing. I see some of you are downloading it right now. Just wait like 4 more minutes and then we'll be done here and then you can play with it all day long. If you have any questions on how to use this, let me know. To wrap this section up of how you interact with, oh, those are ice melters, by the way. There's one other thing I want you to realize. When you're presenting, Ben, what is the typical, are you using PowerPoint or Google Slides if you're presenting slides? Screen share. Okay, so you don't use very many slides typically? Okay, so then I'll just say this. When you are presenting a proposal and you have slides that you want to show on the screen, there are ways that you can stay on the screen, like I'm staying with you on the screen without me being shoved off into a little corner to keep that interaction with your audience and that engagement. Now, of course, you're going to have to design your slides a little bit differently. So perhaps you design one deck that you send out, and one deck that you use when you show up on camera. But PowerPoint, Google Slides, and Keynote all allow you to put your camera feed on the slide right now. So this teacher on this Mac, she decided to take the whole side of the screen for her and the other side for the content. That's a cool way to be engaged. And all she's doing is sharing her slides, much the way you share slides today. Same thing, only your camera's on the slide. It's very cool. All right, to conclude and get this wrapped up in just the right amount of time, I want to leave you with a quote because people often ask me, what's the main goal of all this communication stuff you're talking about, all this persuasion stuff, all this sales stuff? It all boils down to this one quote from me, from Maya Angelou, and I bet you some of you already know it. I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you make them feel. So when you're presenting, when you're communicating with not only each other, but of course with your customers and your prospects, go for the feeling, going for those feelings of trust, likability. That's more important than just about anything else, even if you're a lot more expensive than the next one they're looking at. It's not the money. It's more about how you make people feel. So what's the key to all of this? Partly, I believe that the key is enthusiasm. Not childish, but childlike enthusiasm. Like, be so excited and enthusiastic about what you do every day that when you communicate, it just absolutely draws more and more people in your direction. And I truly believe that this is the key, is that the more you let people hear and see the enthusiasm that you have for what you do at MyCarrier every day, the more they'll want to be around you. And then as a bonus, I have a book that I might have mentioned when we met, I don't think so, called Harness Your Speaking Anxiety, because people are always asking, how do I get over my nervousness? My answer is, don't try to get over it, just harness it. So you can have a copy of this for free. You can download it right now. I don't even ask for names. My only request is, if you get value from the book, give it away to two other people sometime in your life. Just say, hey, I met the author, and he said, he not only gave me a free copy, he said I could give free copies away. There's no selling in there. It's just that I really did it to help and give back. So with that, thank you. I think we are right on time here. I promised you less than a half an hour, and I think we met that goal. I'm happy to answer any questions for you at this point or let you get back to your 11 o'clock meeting that may be happening. If we're not connected on LinkedIn yet, I invite you here with me today and those who might be watching this afterwards, please feel free to link in with me. Whether you hire me or not, I'd love to stay connected this way. Thank you.